Blog Talk Radio.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the
Party and the Spirit of America Party Book. Well, boys and girls, we still have our country today. Did you get up? Were you disappointed? Did anything not make your day? Life is a bowl of cherries. Whoever wrote that song must have been in a good mood. Let me see what's going on. I'm going to refer to it later, I think. But there's a speech by a 12-year-old girl on abortion that will blow you away. It will rattle your cage. It will jar your grandmother's preserves. She is awesome. This girl has the maturity of a 30-year-old woman with 3 kids. Yes, I noticed that they're going after women with children now. They're the new ridiculees. Yes, and who's doing it? The independent women. You know those who can live without everybody? Yes. Yeah, give me the old Southern girls who used to get the vapors and the men would catch them as they fainted. Yeah. Now you go to a wedding, you got the bride, you got the groom, if you're lucky, and you got 3 lawyers. One to make the preparations for the divorce, and 3 lawyers and an accountant. Here comes the bride, here comes the groom, here comes the accountant, here comes lawyer number one for the plaintiff. Oh man, it is really sad. Let's see what we can look at here. Learn the stories behind your favorite hymns. You want to hear that one? Abide with me. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite hymns? I got to give credit to Kirk Cameron. That's his website that's been blogging this. If you love Abide with Me, not only does this coffee table book detail, oh, he's selling a book. Okay. Well, you know, I use Abide with Me. You know when I use it? I remember seeing the first Titanic in black and white. With Clifton Webb, you don't even know who he is, and not Leonardo DiCaprio, backseat boy, in the in the garage. No, it wasn't like that when it really happened, folks. It really wasn't. People were standing on the heads of other people. But anyway, the band, I thought, I recall it in black and white, the band played Abide With Me. And I use Abide With Me sometimes when I'm displaying pictures of POWs, guys who were tortured, guys in tiger cages, and I play Abide With Me to give them a comfort and solace. I fear no foe. Yeah, I got the tune. I'll play it for you tonight because you've been good. Let's see what else we got here. Let me see what else. The speech on abortion, I told you about that. That's coming up. Common Core, Your Action is Needed. I call it Communist Core. This is from Concerned Women for America, of which I'm a member, but I'm 3 years behind on the dues. But I joined it to punish the females in my family who think I'm a male chauvinist pig. I show my card. Yes, and that backs them off. It's like a cross with vampires. Speaking of vampires, you know, that's all that's on the internet. All of the movies, HBO, this vampire, that vampire, the zombies and the vampires. If I want to see Congress, I can see it during the daytime. Yeah. Your action is needed. Senator Charles Grassley, Representative of Iowa, and Representative Steve King, Representative of Iowa. I like Grassley and King. Are circulating a dear colleague letter in their respective chambers to the leaders of the Subcommittee on Labor, Health, and Human Services and Education in the Senate House Appropriations Committee. You know, everybody's talking about the, what is it? First it was a cheese fillet or whatever. What was it? Chicken fillet. And now they've gone after Hobby Lobby, to force Hobby Lobby when they're giving out Tinker Toys, that they have to also provide birth control. So anyone, a little tea house, darling? Yes, and would you want some birth control pills with that? Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in big trouble. You know it's bad when the Gestapo goes after the little sisters of the poor to force them to take abortion pills. Yeah. You want to know the story? You want to hear a story about the little sisters of the poor and how politicians like to push people around? In my neighborhood, there is, many years ago, I'm on an island right off in New York City, and many years ago, it was a hard place to get to, and land was very cheap. And there was an order of nuns, and I think they were called the Little Sisters of the Poor. And they worked Harlem and taking care of the poorest of the poor. And they were black. And somebody gave them land on Staten Island. And they built a place called, I think it was called Camp St. Edward. And at the time, it wasn't worth that much as property. But it happened to be waterfront, and beautiful waterfront. As a matter of fact, if you go down Highland Boulevard, where the camp begins, on a nice sunny day, about 200 feet from the highway is the water. And you can see a giant oil tanker coming up the channel, only 200 feet away. It's unbelievable. To me, it's one of the wonders of the world. But so these nuns, the Little Sisters of the Poor, they had a place out there, a convent for their order. And they also brought kids out in the summertime, you know, for summer camp and so forth. And they've always been taking care of the poor. And as they got older and older, and a lot of the nuns died off, the order got real small. And the head sister, you know, who was up there in years, had to make a choice because the nuns, and I don't know if you know, when they take a vow of poverty, that means they get no social security because they never earned any income. So anyway, the Little Sisters of the Poor had this nice piece of property, and of course all the developers had their eyes on it, and so did the city of New York, and so did the local congressman, who eventually lost his job because he got caught doing the nasty down in Washington. But it shows you what kind of pressure that came to bear, because the nun wanted to sell the property. So the politicians immediately went after the nun to get her to sell the property to them. And they offered her, let's say it was $8 million. And figuring, you know, she's an old nun, she's a black nun, you know, what does she know? You know, her order is, the only thing they're doing is they're up in years, they're making hosts for everybody that receives communion on Staten Island. So they offered the little nun $8 million. I'm saying that's the figure. I could be wrong. I'm using that as a theoretical figure. And she turned them down. Well, they got outraged. So you know what they did? They went to the cardinal. And at the time, the cardinal's name was Egan. And they asked the cardinal to put pressure on the nun to sell them the property. And the cardinal talked to the nun, and we have to assume he put pressure on her. And she said a few more prayers. And the local paper, the local communist rag, ran this story about the arrogant nun who wouldn't cooperate with New York City politicians because they were only going to do good. And this nun has never done anything good. She was arrogant. Well, God is good, because here's what happened. The nun turned around and she sold the property to developers, I think for around $17 million. How's that? And you ought to hear the politicos whining and crying. Yeah, and it was beautiful. And she also got to keep a piece of the property, and they still raise money and food for Camp St. Edwards. So God is good. But don't never trust a politician. So having said that, I'm going to see if my upload has taken, and if not, we'll jump into a tune. We got to stop killing kids, though, folks. You know, we're running out of excuses. All the lies no longer work. This 12-year-old girl, this 12-year-old girl knows more about life than Supreme Court judges do. Really sad. So let me find our Blog Talk site, and maybe I'll pop a tune while I look for it. Let's see what we can find. Oh, give me a good one here. Okay.
In the year of our Lord 1806, we set sail from the cold Cape Cod. We were sailing away with the cargo bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. With an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft. How the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, and she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee.
There was Hogan from County Tyrone.
There was Johnny McGurk, who was capable of work,
and the chap from Westmead named Malone.
The slugger of Tool, who was drunk as a river.
best leg or rag. We had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bales of all nanny good tales. We had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million hogs and 6 million dogs. 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of all blind horses tied.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Yes, when everybody else is under arrest, we'll still be broadcasting. I just listened to the news today, and General Motors is recalling another million cars. And I've come to the conclusion, first off, I got to tell you, I have no love for GM because I think that they were just political operatives of the Democrat Party, and they screwed workers, and they screwed investors. And they put a gun to their heads and threw them out. They canceled a lot of dealers and left them to hang out to dry. And they screwed people who bought preferred stock. When you buy preferred stock, when I was growing up in the America that used to be, you bought preferred stock. You paid a premium for that stock because in the event that the company didn't make it and you tried to get some of your investment back, you were first in line. Then the common stockholders were second, and they paid a little bit less for their stock when they initially bought it. But the party of death, the Communist Party, the Democrats, they came in and they railroaded the bankruptcy laws. This wasn't a bankruptcy according to American bankruptcy laws. This was a loan given to a union thugs in return for their vote. So they salvaged the company, which should have been left to go into bankruptcy on its own, and they say they saved it. They didn't save it. They bought it. They bought it with your Social Security money. And now they're paying it back, and now they're making money, but they didn't say, you know, we're making money now, you know, and we're back on our feet. And there were a lot of guys that got screwed that were in with us. And they're on the outside looking in now. And a lot of those guys shelled out their life savings to buy stock in this company. Well, we're doing good now. Let's go back and take care of those guys that we screwed. You think that's going to happen? So, what's happening? God is punishing them. All their vehicles are being recalled. The recalls are getting out of hand. So much to the point that GM is now thinking of coming out with a car named the Recall. Yeah, God is good all the time. You know what? You can afford a Ford. Can you imagine when they go to driverless cars with all these recalls? Do you want to be the first GM owner with a driverless car? Oh, yeah, I saw him on the highway. Yeah, I was tailgating him, and the driver was in the back seat, and he was waving out the rear window, and he put up a help sign, and that's when he went off the mountain. And the airbag isn't even a parachute. Well, the word at 4 p.m. tonight is that the Ukrainians are starting to put their troops on the border now to repel a Russian invasion. And my friend Jimmy from Brooklyn says, you got to watch the Russians. What they'll do is they'll send in stunt makers to beat up other Russians and blame it on the Ukrainians. And I believe that. And he also says that they used to send stunt makers in to East Berlin, from East Berlin to West Berlin, to overturn, put swastikas on a Jewish cemetery headstones to make it look like it was the work of the right, when it was always the work of the communists. You can't trust communists. They're as treachery as jihadists, treacherous as jihadists. Yes, remember, what's the word, taqiyya? If you tell a lie to further your cause, it's really not a lie. Communists believe the same thing. Democrats, look at them. Every day they come to the podium. They come to the microphone. They lie like Persian rugs. Bartender, champagne. It looks like they're going to give us bushes again. I thought Jesse told us to stay out the bushes, but climb into the Clintons. Yeah. How about we don't vote for either of them? I tell you what, I won't vote for Bush if you don't vote for Clinton. Yeah, we'll make a pact. We'll be partisan, bipartisan. Unbelievable. I still think General McChrystal would make a good president. At least he'd be able to say fire and not in the forest. I'd like to dedicate this next tune to the Obama administration, to the party of death, to the flag burners in the House and the Senate, to the baby killers who tell us that they're doing everything they can to help the United States of America. This tune's for you guys.
Oh, yeah, I'm the great pretender. Can tell. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to grieve all alone. I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Pretending that you're still around. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not, you see. I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still.
I just turned on a clip. I opened a clip of Rachel Maddow having a debate with the Republican congressman, and She got real upset because he called her a cheerleader for the Party of Death. And I was hoping that after, then she walked up and down him with golf shoes. But she let him speak. I give her credit for that. She let him speak, and she got her, she threw her harpoons, and he threw his javelins. And, but I will give her credit. She did let him speak. But she got real upset when he called her a cheerleader for the Party of Death. And I was hoping that at when he closed, that he would have closed and said, "Rachel, I'm going to send your pom-poms over. Next time I see you, I'll bring you pom-poms." Yeah. So anyway, so then that session ended, and then they had the opinions of the Peanut Gallery. And in the Peanut Gallery, of course, there was Chris Matthews, Rasbanjani, the Peace Corps general, and he was sitting next to his boss, the President of the United States, Al Sharpton. Yes, I've come to the conclusion that not only is Al Sharpton president of NBC, but he's also president of the United States. And Obama, Barack Obama, is the man in the iron mask, because everything is being run out of NBC. Yeah. Al Sharpton, the president of NBC. And what drew me to the clip that led me to that NBC debate was a 12-year-old girl who was going to give a speech in school about abortion, and the teacher said it was too controversial an issue, and she wouldn't let her have her say. And you know what? The teacher then heard the speech, and she allowed the girl to proceed because her conscience, the teacher's conscience, was bothering her. And she turned Republican and was saved. The 12-year-old girl would blow your socks off. If you heard her explain the abortion process, you wouldn't do it to a dog. That's an expression that I don't know where that comes from, unless it's a quarterback from the Jets. Yeah, oh man, are we in trouble. Morality is upside down. Good is bad, and bad is good. But this 12-year-old girl, you got to see this clip. It will blow you away. She was fantastic. She was as mature as a 30-year-old woman. A 30-year-old woman with three children. Unbelievable. Okay, you know what? We're going to cast aspersions now, and we're going to give the Party of Death, the Party della Muerte, the Democrazies, the Democamos, the Marxists, the Liberals, the Progressives, and all the other communists, the atheists, and the Boy Scout stalkers and the Girl Scout stalkers, bringing evil through the land as a virus. We're going to give them a chance to convert to Christianity. So if you would please rise and open your hymn books to hymn number 189.
You got to change your evil ways, baby, before I stop loving you. You got to change, baby, and every word that I say is true. You got me jumping and running all over town. You got me sneaking and peeping and running you down. This can't go on. Lord knows you got to change, baby. Baby, when I come home,
Guy named Walid Shubat, and it is heart-wrenching. He has a couple of issues, and usually he holds no punches. Muslims torture Christian man for 17 days straight, then threaten to kill his entire family, but we saved him. Muslims in Pakistan tortured a Christian man for 17 days straight, then threatened to kill his entire family. Imagine living your life when the wolves of the devil incessantly are behind you. They track your every step and anticipate your every move. They ceaselessly tear down the strength of your spirit. But when they fail, they not only threaten your life, but guarantee that they will put your whole family to the sword. That's terrible, isn't it? Audio recordings show Chris Christie failed to tell the whole truth when asked about Sharia law concerns. So he's got his picture being taken with an imam, and they're holding the Quran together. Audio recordings posted below of a 2012 iftar dinner at the New Jersey Governor's Mansion belie statements made by that state's governor. Chris Christie is in his response to a question about Sharia law when speaking at a Republican Jewish coalition meeting in Las Vegas this past Saturday, based on his track record, may have expressed concerns that Christie is either naive or complicit when it comes to facilitating the spread of Sharia law. And after he left the Las Vegas meeting, two bridges had backups. Yeah. These politicians, you know, when they look at a Muslim, all they see is money. They don't see the religion of peace, P-I-E-C-E, after you detonate the bomb. No, they just see the money. Assalamu alaikum, brother. In other news, Obama presiding over the destruction of the U.S. while facilitating the rise of Turkey and Russia. Ooh, and Putin is talking to, it looks like, the head man in Turkey. An entertaining interlude from the mess. The party of Antichrist won, as we predicted. Chris Christie's Freudian slip at Republican-Jewish coalition speech. Socialism takes a beating in French elections. Yeah, this was a surprise. Party of Geert Wilders' ally wins big. Turkish-speaking Muslim Tatars in Crimea demanding autonomy from Russia. Oh, boy, what a mess. Isn't it funny? I was just saying it to my wife. You know, if God started with two people, that makes us all brothers and sisters. Yeah. Is that true or not? Well, if you believe in the Bible. Did you know that Noah may be responsible for that missing jet? Yeah, he didn't just have an ark. I think he had a jet, too. What else we got? CBS News Shaka, Benghazi was preventable. No poop, Dick Tracy. Let me tell you. Boy Scouts know how to pitch a camp. And the first thing they do is protect themselves. That was a total cluster fugazi. Senate committee says The Obama administration is hoping that the American people will forget the truth when we don't forget nothing. You remember 911, Barack? We haven't gotten over that yet. One day, some guy in an American submarine with missiles pointed at the Saudi Arabia will push the button and say, okay, I won't do it again. Cut my head off, will you? Okay, I won't do it again. All right, let me just finish this row. Yeah, next war is nuclear, whether you like it or not, and you're not ready. You don't even have a little helmet. You got to get yourself a little helmet. You can wear them at rock concerts while you're buying crystal meth. Yeah, with your allowance money from the cigarette money your mommy gave you. Yeah, okay. Let's see what else we got here. We see, hi, Jerry. Federal court deals blow to Planned Parenthood's war on women. The last resistance. You want to hear about that? Federal court deals blow to Planned Parenthood's war on women. And they're showing the flag of Texas, which may be the final surrender flag when we have our Alamo II. And here's one that says, why you shouldn't watch Noah and why you probably will anyway. You know, when I used to go to, when I was at high school and we wanted to find out what the hot movies were, we used to go to the back of the church and the Legion of Decency rated them all. Yeah, so that's how I got to see Jane Russell in The Outlaw. It was not recommended. Let's see what Michael Minkoff says. To be clear up front, I haven't seen Noah. I don't feel like I need in order to say what I have to say here, which is simply this. I'm tired of people making money off of bad publicity, and I'm not going to allow the controversy swirling around Noah to get any money out of me. Let me explain. It could be that Noah is actually a decent movie, and that's why people flock the 2 million by 2 million like hypnotized animals to see it. Now, they're craving God, but they don't want to admit it. So they worship things like the golden calf that was melted down in Hollywood and turned into little Oscars. Yeah. It could be that Noah is actually a decent movie, like hypnotized animals to see it. But I really doubt a few Christians and Jews went to see it because they were genuinely deceived and thought it would be an uplifting Bible epic. The Ten Commandments of our time or something. These people are kind of daft, I must say. A few other people saw Noah because they like Darren Aronofsky. I am a fan of his style, though I think he has a clearly twisted vision of reality. For instance, if you were able to watch Requiem for a Dream more than once, you should get that sorted out with a therapist. But Noah was a bridge too far. I knew when I read the early reviews that he was not going to see this movie. I was not going to see this movie. Aronofsky lost me with Noah, was the first environmentalist. Yeah, no said, I'm not seeing your movie. Enough said, I'm not seeing your movie. And Paramount also knew early on that the movie would not appeal to viewers like me, and they knew why as well, because the movie has no respect at all for the veracity and integrity of its source material in many ways. It actually insults its target audience. When it was obvious that Noah wasn't going to work out into the Bible epic that Paramount was wanting, they decided to go the route infidels have gone so many times before. If you can't convince Christians, it's better start a conversation about how bad it is. Bad publicity is better than no publicity, right? Okay, so apparently, so what's the solution? Do I think Christians need to be less gullible? Yes, I do. But do they need to be part of the conversation? Maybe. But why not be a part of the conversation by allowing someone to tell you? My favorite movie is with Victor Mature and Samson when he went to the Hollywood Stadium and he was blind and he asked God to forgive him for sinning against God. and then he had Delilah place his hands between two big pillars, and he brought the house down. That's what they do in Hollywood. That's the goal, bring the house down. Just like Oscar Obama, he wants to bring the country down. So we want to hear the comments. It's just a lousy movie, period. Yes, curiosity got the better of me yesterday. It's a ridiculous farce and a really bad movie. Better to go see a movie like Noah than some gay propaganda like Brokeback Mountain. Is that what that movie was about? I thought it was about a horse lover. Giddy up. How about instead, he looked in my eyes and he said, giddy up. How about instead of going to the theater, we all rent the movies we want and see it on video? I'll avoid both, Crow's Butchery of Noah and such trash as BM. I don't know what BM is. Know how apt the initials are. Thank you. Your Bible, oh, there's somebody that doesn't like the Bible, and I'm not going to give scandal to the world. Red Meat State, let's see what he said. Why aren't we judgmental? Lawton Oakey. There was a website I went to the other night, and they were complaining about the LGBT community. And I went out and defended them, and I said, I thoroughly support the LGBT community. I support them 100%. Who doesn't like a lettuce, bacon, and tomato sandwich? Yeah, I'm not going to fall into that trap. This Sissy Mary trap. Well, Michael, I hope you're wrong. I understand what you're saying, but believe the producer are smart enough to know that if they do it correctly, they will be pumping the cash cow for decades. The old Bible are still popular in the Christian world, but need a movie facelift. Mel Gibson did it with The Passion and made a ton of money and stayed true to the Bible. I must wonder if many of the actors in Noah believe in God. But that really does not matter if they do or not, just as long as they play the part correctly. The ones who think that this movie is factual are the same ones who are part of the pathetic 35% that still support Obama. Haven't had the slightest urge to go see this, and the guy's got Jack Nicholson's picture up there. That's why I wait till this movie is on the movie channel so they can tell me where my money goes. They can't tell me. I'd rather spend money. You know, there are people smuggling in candy bars in the movie theaters now because of the price of the candy. Yeah, cans of soda. I mean, you can hear them popping. Yeah, pretty soon they're going to have to frisk the moviegoers. They'll have Baby Ruth is sniffing dogs. At the very first least, it perverts the word of God and makes a mockery of what is written. You know who's the biggest mocker of all? Bill Maher. That guy is, Damien. Damien in a later life. A mature Damien. That is very unfortunate for the ones who will not find the truth in time. I've heard enough to stay away, but I do suggest a store some water. Reminder to all must readers about Ben Franklin. Public libraries will loan you a book and you can read it for free. Only one book sold to 100 to read. Wait a bit and you can even borrow the DVD for free. I know a lot of guys, not a lot of guys, but the real guys that are real economical, they go to the library and get all the videos. And they're taking advantage of a benefit, one of the few benefits you can get from the American government that is ruling for the United Nations. We got to get our independence back. We got to get cocky. We got to get full of American spirit again. We got to get the old spirit back. Isn't it amazing that old Ben came up with, oh, I guess Ben, and he built the libraries, I guess, huh? You can be informed, create your own decision, and cut the profits of offensive drivel all at the same time. Then they're going to debate about libraries. See how to get off on a tangent? As a cynical former police officer, I think I qualify as less gullible, and I believe in the story of Noah's Ark, myth or not. Every known civilization has a story of a catastrophic flood destroying their known world. My faith, willingness to believe in things unseen without tangible proof, equals faith. It is my choice because it and that whom I believe in have gotten me through many life disasters. Tells me these are the hand of God at work. If you choose not to believe, your choice, your problem, your loss. I got to tell you, when I see all of the suicide nets going up on bridges, and when I see Hollywood early deaths from hanging in the closet to drug overdoses and depression, mainly from depression, the last place that these people do not go before they die is church. And maybe if they had made that one of the first places to go, they would be alive today. Who knows what miracle takes place when you walk inside a church and sit down? If you've never done it, then you'll never know. But if you're really down in the dumps, man, and it looks like the end of the world to you, why not go see the man who did it all for you? And having said that, we'll break for a tune. I'll come off of this story. Government requires school to demolish boys' bleachers because they're nicer than girls. You know, I'm watching the bike rentals, and I'm only seeing clips, you know, New York City clips and the bike rentals. But I happen to know that all of the bike rental stands that I see, they're all girls' bikes. I don't know. Is there a movement afoot? Is it like no salt on the table in a restaurant? It is bad, man. It is bad. We're being brainwashed every day. We've already been shampooed. Now it's the conditioner. You got to get the conditioner every day. Then do a little bit more. Take a little freedom away. Which freedom did you lose today? Oh, by the way, that 12-year-old girl that wanted to give a speech on abortion, the teacher wouldn't let her do it. Said it was too controversial. It's a 12-year-old girl that knows more about it than her teacher. And when the teacher heard the little girl's speech, she allowed the speech to be delivered. And the girl won the speech contest. How's that? And you know what? You know what that girl did today? She saved 10,000 lives because of what she did. She'll influence somebody who will influence somebody else who will influence somebody else. And 10,000 is a small number when you kill 4,700 babies a day.
Bye.
Frustrated father writes note in response to Communist Corps assignment on steroids. Some parents are becoming frustrated with the Communist Corps program, including one North Carolina father, Jeff Severt. On Fox and Friends this morning, Severt called his second grade son's assignment a math word problem on steroids. He had to analyze what a fictional student did incorrectly, do the right math in his head, or somehow process it, and then write a letter to Jack, the boy described in the math problem, that would describe exactly what Jack did right, but also what Jack did wrong. Servant, who is an engineer, said, Servant's son has autism spectrum disorder. This is a tough one, man, and it's coming up more and more. I'm worried about this one. I see it in more and more kids. I grew up, I never knew anybody that had that. His son had been frustrated with the assignment to the point of tears. Oh, man, that hurts. According to Servert, that he had a meltdown when he reached this problem. In response to his homework assignment, Servert wrote a letter to his son. Don't feel bad. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in electronics engineering, which included extensive study in differential equations and other higher math applications. Even I cannot explain the Common Core mathematics approach nor get the answer correct. In the real world, simplification is overcomplication. Therefore, 427 minus 316 equals 111. Servant's wife came across the note in his son's notebook and posted it on her Facebook page. Many of his wife's friends are teachers, and the letter has since gone viral. Teachers need to time compress the day to work, writing assignments through a math assessment, and this is by necessity. It's not really the teacher's fault in the situation they're in. They're as frustrated as parents. And in his other stories, little girl pens letter to Lego over gender inequality. Hotel guest leaves nasty letter for parents of crying baby. Father forcefully ejected from town hall meeting for asking a Common Core question. Oh, man, it's terrible, isn't it? What else they got here? GOP senator says Obama administration cooked the books on Obamacare. No kidding. Democrats lie, man. They can't win if they don't lie. And they got a picture of Prince George charms the British royal portrait. And it's the husband and the wife and the prince. They're at the window. That's a good picture. That's a good picture. That's an average person's picture. Fox News launches redesign app for iPhones and Androids. Greta is wired. I like Greta. Greta is fair and impartial. She's the real version of it. But she doesn't like being lied to. That's really good. I like that. So let me see where we are now. You want a little TP? Do you know what TP is? That's a guy named Tito Puente. He's got a nice sound. Plays timbales. And I think his daughter used to also played vibes and timbales. And her name is Sheila E. And she was in a movie with Prince and the Revolution. Yeah, and I did a bit about raspberry berets in the military. Oh, I hit the wrong thing. Hot. We'll be right back. show, folks, your freedom, because once they take it, you'll never get it back. And if we fall, who's going to take us in? Have a nice night.